on to let go. Oh, hold on to let go. Oh, show it off, show it off, show it off. Show it off, show it off, show it off.
This is the Show It Off podcast, where you are supported to becoming shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach and creator of the online training program Peacock School, 11 Days to Confidence, where I help you implement tools and habits that will cause you to understand your worthiness. Each Monday, this show will give you applicable information, inspiration, and guidance to loving yourself and affecting the world around you in a way you've never experienced before. When you go to sarahfayschaff.com and join the community by entering your email, you automatically get a thank you gift of the 5 video series I created called Yoga for Confidence. So go get yours today and start implementing practices that will cultivate more self-love and confidence. Thank you for listening and enjoy the program, because I'm about to show it off. For episode 34 of the Show It Off podcast, the topic today is imposter syndrome. I know that imposter syndrome affects so many people, and the reason I want to talk about it today is because, in my opinion, it comes down to two things. One is confidence, or the lack thereof. And the other is, and if someone is having imposter syndrome, it's because they are not considering or realizing the laws of the universe. Because if someone is considering or realizing the laws of the universe, they would see that it's impossible for that imposter syndrome to be accurate or true. So, what is imposter syndrome? Well, it can be defined as a collection of feelings of inadequacy that persist despite evident success. Imposters suffer from chronic self-doubt and a sense of intellectual fraudulence that override any feelings of success or external proof of their competence. So, with this said, little disclaimer, obviously there are imposters in the world. There are people who pretend to know things that they don't, or whatever, trick people. That's not what we're talking about. Because it says in the definition, as I just read, despite evident success. So to me, this isn't about anything except for people who just aren't able to realize their gifts because of a lack of confidence, and also aren't realizing the facts and of the laws of the universe. So maybe you're not familiar with the laws of the universe yourself. So today I'm going to go over what are the top set or thoughts that people have about being imposters, or thoughts that perseverate when they're suffering from imposter syndrome. And I'm going to show how it's not possible for that idea to be true based on the laws of the universe. So well, I'm going to try to make it as clear and easy to digest as possible, but it's kind of a complicated topic, two complicated topics really that I'm interweaving, so we'll see how this pans out. So the number one sentence, an idea that people attach themselves to when they're suffering from imposter syndrome is, I am a fake, I'm going to be found out. And they're just like living in this fear that one day it's going to be discovered that they're phony. And I want to bring up examples like Maya Angelou has been quoted talking about feeling like an imposter. And obviously she was amazing, so true and authentic, and her gifts just came through her in such a poetic and artistic way. I think that she's a really great example, because if she suffered from this, and she obviously was so beneficial to this planet in so many ways, that it shows that it's not accurate already. Now, this is something that's based on her, like she was probably just not having the confidence that she could have had around how amazing she was. So that just also proves, by the way, side note, is that, you know, people of all levels of success and gifts and talents can have or not have confidence. So that's why this work is so important. It's just helping people to realize, you know, that they can learn how to be confident. So anyways, the idea that someone is a fake and they are going to be found out is just haunts the person who is suffering from imposter syndrome. But the reason I'm saying, or what I'm going to argue against saying that this is actually impossible, is the law of inspired action. So you've probably, let me just back up a little bit, because most people have heard of the law of attraction, thanks to things like The Secret and whatnot. And there are actually 12 laws of the universe. I'm not going to go over all 12 today, but I am going to go over a few of them as they relate to imposter syndrome ideas. So the law of inspired action is something that what it has to do is, like, it's not, okay, let me back up. So the law of attraction, people who practice that, they often say that they wish they knew about the law of inspired action earlier in their, like, practice of this, assuming the law of attraction, because these two laws, they're tightly bound together. And the law of inspired action tells us that we must actively pursue our goals. So, you know, you might visualize and meditate on making more money, for instance. But if you don't, like, say you get a phone call and you get, like, a job offer, and you're sitting there like, no, I can't take this job because I'm sitting and I'm waiting for the money to come to me, and I'm focusing on the law of attraction, then obviously you're missing, like, a huge part of it, because the phone call was what you attracted. And so if someone doesn't take the inspired action, being picking up the phone, accepting the job, getting themselves to the new job, that part's the inspired action. So, you know, so people have to take inspired steps toward that thing that they want, whether it's a big step or a small step. It will instantly help you attract what it is that you're seeking. So how this relates to I am a fake and I'm going to be found out, in my opinion, because of the law of inspired action, that this thought is irrelevant. It's because whoever is thinking this, they took inspired action in order to achieve the success that they are experiencing. So what they're saying is null and void. Like, that the fact that they took inspired action cancels out the idea that they could be a fake. They are where they are by the law of the universe because of the inspired action that they took. So you just can't be a fake if that's what happened. Like, you wouldn't be where you are if you didn't take the inspired action. So, like, gravity, it's a universal law, and that's why you're there. So you're not a fake. You see my point here? So I'm disproving all of these ideas one by one with the different laws of the universe. So the second perseverating fear-based thought that someone suffering from imposter syndrome might say to themselves is, I lucked out. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Or I had a lot of help, or I had a lot of connections. So they're like not really taking responsibility for what they're experiencing and what is happening in their lives. They're just like, if I can do it, you can do it. I had a lot of connections. Well, okay. Based on the laws of oneness and the laws of attraction, of course, it's going to seem like luck. And yes, if you can do it, somebody else could do it too. That's true. Anything that we see in someone else, we have within us too. So, you know, you see someone with a huge, beautiful home. That huge, beautiful home, they're not the only ones that can have that. You could have that too. You see someone with the career that you want. There's plenty. So just because they have it doesn't mean you can't have it. Right? So let's talk about what is the law of oneness, just in case you're not entirely clear on what I'm talking about here. So the law of divine oneness is the foundational law according to which absolutely everything in our universe is interconnected. So in other words, every choice, every word, desire, and belief that we have will also impact the world and the people in our lives. And sometimes this impact will be immediate and obvious. Other times it will take a while to manifest and you might never even like realize that it has occurred. It just might be that little or that slow. So if we think of ourselves as a part of everything around us, then we live in accordance with this law. So in yoga, we always end with the word namaste, which means the light in me honors the light in you. And when I recognize that this light is the same, we recognize that we are one. And that's the definition of namaste, is recognizing the law of divine oneness, really. So let's go back. If someone is saying, well, I lucked out, if I can do it, anyone else can do it, and I had a lot of help or a lot of connections, well, if we're all one, then she or he receiving this help or these connections, yeah, that doesn't discredit the fact that they've accomplished something. It's just like an obvious, like, and of course you had connections and we help each other and we're interconnected. And so with the lucked out part, that's the law of attraction. So let's go over again what the law of attraction is, which I think is everybody's favorite. The law of attraction is what you put out, you're going to receive back. You know, I mean, how do I say this? If you're going around saying, oh, I'm so afraid I'm going to get sick. I'm afraid that I'm going to get hurt. Oh my God. And you're in this vibration of being afraid that you're going to get sick and you're going to get hurt. And really what you're doing is you're getting in the radio frequency or the vibration of sick and hurt. And then you're calling that into your life. So alternatively, talking about luck, if someone's like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be this amazing speaker, and I am an amazing speaker. And every time I speak, I'm thinking about how this affects the world and how I have something to say. And it's like they're attracting being a great speaker. So luck, quote unquote luck, is really the law of attraction. You bring in what you put out. If you steal, you're going to get stolen from, you know. If you love and forgive, you're going to be loved and forgiven. So if you feel lucky, well, say thank you to yourself, because you are just attracting what you're putting out. So again, the laws of the universe discrediting the fears of imposter syndrome. So another one that people think is, they have a really hard time accepting praise. So they think, oh, they're just being nice. You know, they're not really, they don't really mean what they're saying. Like they're praising me, but I don't really deserve that. They're just being nice. Well, for this one, I turn to the law of vibration and the law of cause and effect. So let's read about that. The law of cause of effect, one of the most straightforward laws of the universe. The law of cause and effect tells us that all actions have a corresponding reaction. Okay, so if someone's giving you a compliment, that's just a reaction to your action. So you can't discredit it. You can't like put a towel in a bathtub and be like, it's not wet. You know, it's like the reaction is a wet towel to the action of putting the towel in the bathtub. So if someone's telling you, wow, you did a really great job, it doesn't really have anything to do with their opinion. It has to do with the fact that you did something awesome. Cause and effect. And also the law of vibration discredits this. The law of vibration is that every particle in the universe is in constant movement and constantly is carrying energy. So, you know, when people say like good vibes only, more accurately, this could be described as high vibes only, because it's not really like a good and a bad necessarily. It's just a high and a low. So in addition, everything has its own specific energy frequency. High energy particles are naturally attuned to other high energy particles, you see? And the same is true for those that have low energy. So, if your goal is to live a more productive and full life, consider what you would need to do to heighten your energy frequency and how this relates to this worry of imposter syndrome is basically, they're not just being nice, they're telling you how you are vibrating. So if someone's telling you, hey, you know, you're being a terrible person, you're hurting me, like that's the law of vibration coming back at you. So if they're saying, hey, you did a great job, law of vibration coming back to you. See how it's like, I feel like we're in court right now, you guys, because we're talking about laws. And I'm like discrediting all of these fears, and it's kind of fun. So the other thing that people tend to say a lot is they're basically like, failure is not an option. So they're like avoiding failure at all cost, and they will go like 100% to avoid failure. And this is like why they've succeeded. And so because of that, they think that they're an imposter. It's kind of funny how we like trip ourselves out, isn't it? So when I hear this, I think about the law of relativity. So the law of relativity is about comparing and contrasting. It's all about neutrality when things are seen in isolation. So no particular person, experience, emotion, action is evaluated as good or bad. But you rather can look at it in comparison with something else. So for example, you may think you're fat, say, but you might only think that because you're standing next to somebody who is really skinny. So we just like, it's all things are relative, you know? So by keeping this law in mind, we remain conscious of the fact that there are always multiple perspectives on anything that happens to us. So trying to slip into these alternate perspectives can make us more grateful and can show us where we can make improvements in our life. So how this relates to failure is not an option. Well, the opposite of failure, when you compare failure, is success. So because you were focused on success, you succeeded. And the opposite of that, or the comparison to that, is failure. So that doesn't mean that you didn't succeed because you were focused on success, or because failure is relative to success. You see? So the last thing that people tend to think when they are suffering from imposter syndrome is, I made it up as I went along. So I find this one kind of funny that people discredit themselves when they say this, because in my opinion, I hear this and I'm like, then you're awesome. You know, I mean, if this just came through you and you were really in alignment with your source energy, and that's why this just came through you, then that, to me, that's the highest vibe possible. I don't even think that's to me. I think that's a fact. That's the highest vibe possible. So a lot of times we talk about people being in their head about something, or being in their intuition about something. And when I hear this, I made it up as I went along. To me, I think about inspired action. I think of the law of attraction, both of which we've already gone over. But it's also about the law of vibration of, you know, you're being in the vibe of that high vibes only, which we talked about already too. Which to me, high vibes only means source energy. Some people call that God. Some people call that the universe, the light within you, love. That is where you are operating from when you are making it up as you go along. So like, I'm going to give an example for myself is that I've been teaching yoga for about 10 years, a little over 10 years. And when I step onto the mat to lead a class, either for myself or for a group of people, I don't have like a schematic or a list of poses laid out in front of me, like on a piece of paper at all. I go in and I first of all have been educated on like what's accurate for the body as far as warming up and poses building upon themselves, and like, for instance, core work before back bends, like that sort of thing, that's already ingrained in me. But then when it comes to the actual flow of the class, yeah, I make it up as I go along because I'm taking inspired action. I'm vibrating within the law of attraction, and I'm moving with I'm moving within the vibration of my source energy. And you guys, if you listen to this podcast, already know that my prayer is always work through me as me. What would you have me do? Where would you have me go? What would you have me say and to whom? These are prayers I've learned from A Course of Miracles. And it's all about being in the flow of your intuition, aka I made it up as I went along. So I believe that if anybody gets to know the laws of attraction and applies them to their life, that they won't be able to suffer from imposter syndrome, and that they won't be able to move through life without confidence. Because really, it has, you see, when you understand these laws, is that it really has nothing to do with you. You know, it's like you don't have to put all that pressure on yourself. You don't have to think it's all about you, that you can be confident in the fact that you're just in alignment with the universe. So isn't that cool? I mean, to me, I feel like that takes all the pressure off. And in addition, it's really making us more empathetic. It's making us more compassionate. It's making us better servants, have a better servant's heart, because we realize that we're all interconnected. We're all one. So, you know, it goes back to how being selfish is not selfish, really, because if you're putting yourself first and you're loving yourself and you're really in a vibration of, you know, being in the highest vibe possible, then you're affecting your community, your family, your employees, your coworkers, whatever, everybody, the guy at the bank and at the grocery store, you're affecting everybody with this commitment to being in a high vibe, this commitment to responding with loving thought, because we're all one, we're all being affected, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Like if someone's suffering, then they've been putting out a suffering vibe, and that's just what they got. And if someone's thriving and joyful, then that's what they put out. And, you know, if you want more on understanding these laws, it's all over the internet. You can Google it. I personally, you know, already that I love listening to and learning from Gabrielle Bernstein. We've had the host of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast on here a few episodes back, and she was really great at explaining some of these laws to us. There's also Manifestation Babe, who I like to listen to. She's has, you know, her take on these laws. Like, she just infuses her personality into it in a really great way. So it's like there's more resources out there, but in my opinion, none are as my favorite, I guess I should say, is all of the teachings of Abraham as explained through Jerry and Esther Hicks. So I would recommend reading any of their books. The Law of Attraction is one. And currently I'm reading Ask and It Is Given, which, my God, it's such a game changer, you guys. I mean, that's such a, that's a cliche term, but really it will change your life. And so for me, that's my Bible. And if you are, intrigued by these ideas, if you're resonating with it, if it's feeling like it makes sense to you, or maybe you have suffered from imposter syndrome and you're like, oh my God, like I get this, I get what she's saying, then I really recommend looking into Esther and Jerry Hicks and learning more. Okay, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you never have to feel the pressures of imposter syndrome again. And I thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for reviewing on iTunes. And if you want to email me with any questions or comments, I love, 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 love hearing what you have to say. And you can contact me on Instagram at Show It Off Podcast. You can comment or DM me, or you can email me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. You are amazing. You are perfectly imperfect. So go ahead and show it off. If you like the Show It Off Podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off Book Club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off Podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off Podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.